Credo che la Santa Sede ha avuto sempre delle relazioni molto speciali con Croazia.
The Holy See has had special relations with Croatia throughout history. The Holy See officially recognized the Republic of Croatia a few days before the other countries did so, during the difficult period of the war, and the Croatian people appreciate it. Today, the relations between the two countries are very good. Proof of this can be seen over the course of 17 years in the three visits of Pope John Paul II and now the fourth, the visit of Pope Benedict XVI to Croatia. Few countries have been visited so frequently as Croatia. The first visit by Pope John Paul II in 1994, and now the fourth by Pope Benedict XVI in 2011. Croatia's presidents and prime ministers have come for official visits to the Holy See many times, most recently in October 2010, and the current Croatian prime minister, Ms. Jadranka Kosor, attended the great event of the beatification of John Paul II.
I rapporti della Chiesa Cattolica in Croazia e lo Stato sono anche molto buoni, grazie ai quattro contratti che regolano la restituzione degli immobili della Chiesa presi durante il comunismo.
The relationship between the Catholic Church and the Croatian state is very good thanks to four agreements that govern the return of property taken from the church during the communist era, education issues and religious education in schools, and issues concerning the military vicariate, etc. These agreements were signed 12 years ago and are overseen by a joint committee of representatives of the government and the church. In the communist period in Croatia, there were no Catholic schools except seminaries, and in recent years, some Catholic schools were founded, including the Catholic University of Zagreb.
As you were saying, this is not the first visit of a pope to Croatia. Can you talk a bit about these past trips? How has Croatia also changed since the visits of Pope John Paul II?
La Croazia è cambiato molto, come questo anno festeggiamo 20 anni della nostra indipendenza, ha cambiato molto la Croazia, cioè è vero. La prima volta Papa Giovanni Paolo ha visitato.
Croatia has changed a lot. This year we celebrate 20 years of our independence. Pope John Paul II's first visit in 1994 was exceptional because it was the first visit by a pope to Croatia, and what's more, he was the pope who made possible the recognition of Croatia as a state and who called for the end of aggression with a vigor that no other statesman displayed. In 1994, the war wasn't over yet, and one quarter of the country was still occupied. The war front was only 40 miles from where the Pope held Mass for 800,000 faithful in Zagreb's Hippodrome. His second visit in 1998 was equally important because it was in Croatia's biggest Marian shrine, Marija Bistrica, that the Pope beatified Cardinal Stepinac, a victim of communism. Sentenced to 18 years in prison, he died during house arrest 10 years later. The third visit in 2003 was also the Pope's 100th Jubilee trip, and we were all honored that he chose to come to Croatia. During that trip, the Pope also visited the cities on the Adriatic coast, Rijeka, Zadar, and Dubrovnik. With all three trips to Croatia, the Pope visited all the most important regions of the country.
How are Croatians awaiting the arrival of Pope Benedict XVI?
L'arrivo del Papa Benedetto XVI per i croati è un grande evento. Si stima che
for Croats, the arrival of Pope Benedict XVI in early June is a great event. It's estimated that thousands of faithful will turn out at the Zagreb Hippodrome. 40,000 young people are expected to participate in the evening vigil of June 4th in the main square of Zagreb. On the same day, politicians and cultural representatives and the diplomatic corps will meet the Pope at the Croatian National Theatre. On June 5th, there'll be a meeting with the clergy and evening prayer in the Cathedral of Zagreb. The Pope will also meet the President, as well as the President of the government. A part of the Pope's speech to me on April 11th, upon delivery of my letters of credence as new ambassador to the Holy See, focused on the European Union. The Holy See, as does Croatia, doesn't want Croatia to lose its identity after EU membership. Even if it is a small member, it brings something new to the European Union, and in a particular way, it brings its Christian roots.
È un membro piccolo che parte qualcosa di nuovo in Unione. in particolar modo le sue radici cristiane.
When do you expect Croatia to become a full member of the European Union, and what will it bring to the EU?
Allora, i negoziati tra la Croazia e l'Unione durano già da 6 anni. I negoziati sono quasi finiti.
The negotiations between Croatia and the European Union have already been going on for 6 years. The negotiations are nearly finished. 30 out of 35 chapters have been completed, and we believe that negotiations could end by the end of June. In this case, the contract for accession would be signed by the end of the year. After that, it will go to Parliament for ratification by all members, a process that will take about 18 months. And this means that Croatia could become a member of the EU sometime around mid-2013. But there is a danger that everything could be delayed a few months. The main problem is Chapter 23 on human rights and the judicial system, and many other criteria that must be met. If this chapter is concluded, a proposal will be made to introduce monitoring of this field in Croatia leading up to accession.
Che bisogna soddisfare. Se questo capitolo verrà concluso, si propone di introdurre un monitoraggio per questo campo in Croazia fino al momento dell'adesione.
When you were received by Pope Benedict in audience, the Holy Father spoke of the Croatian Parliament's decision to proclaim 2011 the Boscovich year. This Jesuit Croatian scientist had a special relationship with St. Peter's Basilica here in Rome. How so?
Sì, come questo. Questo anno festeggiamo il 300° anniversario del Boscovich, che è nato a Dubrovnik.
This year we're celebrating the 300th anniversary of the birth of Boscovich. Born in Dubrovnik, he spent most of his life in Italy. He's buried in a church in Milan. Towards the middle of the 18th century, this scientific genius, together with two French mathematicians, and under the patronage of Pope Benedict XIV, helped restore fissures that had opened in the dome of St. Peter's Basilica. He helped preserve Michelangelo's unsurpassable masterpiece. Testifying to this achievement, we've discovered a small 40-page book written by Boscovich in Italian. In it, he explains his plans to save the dome. And then, as the great mathematician he was, he indicates the exact weight of the dome of the basilica.
Un gran matematico ha dato anche esattamente il peso in chili, 4 chili ci sono nella cupola della basilica.
How much does it weigh?
4,081,461 kilos. For this reason, towards the end of this year, we want to organize a symposium on Boscovich at the Pontifical Gregorian University, where he himself taught. We're also planning an exhibition and a symposium involving Croatians, Catholics, and others familiar with Boscovich's work. And we'd also like, if possible, to place a memorial plaque directly on the dome of the Basilica or in the Vatican to commemorate Boscovich's work and especially his efforts to preserve the dome.
La Basilica o sulla cupola in Basilica o in Vaticano per commemorare tutto che ha fatto anche per salvazione della cupola di San Pietro.